Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Welcome to Delmarva Radio on the East Coast there. In the room, once again, it's a full house, baby. I've got Steve Silva.
Doodly-doo.
Amber Ashby-Carey.
Good morning, y'all.
Producer Zach.
Hi, how are you?
And, of course, intern Christopher.
I'm loving it.
Way to go, Chris.
And I am your host, Sean Roberts, and together we are your Weekly Dose Podcast.
That's who to be us.
That's right. Now, good morning, and thank you for joining us today as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian. If you miss them as much as we do, then you tuned in to the right podcast because we are the only ones who continue their radio traditions.
Yes, baby. For those of you guys who recently followed us, I'm like a little tongue-tied this morning, exactly. We are so glad you're here. You're listening to us. And if you'd like to talk to us, hit us up on the socials, on the Facebook, on the Instagram. Facebook's the one of the best ways. We're pretty active on the Facebook, and we have Christopher holding down the Facebook fort. So,
And Twitter. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you tweet.
Well, we got a pretty good show for you guys today. Of course, we got Paul Preston coming in with some movie reviews with us today. We got a new sponsor coming up. Of course, we will be remembering 9/11, of course.
Yes.
And we're trying. We tried to do this last week. We didn't. Eight things guys are embarrassed to admit. Uncle Sam facts, and of course the best fast food chocolate shakes for Chocolate Shake Day. And we also got up a pocket-sized cinema.
Oh, baby.
You know, I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
It might be fun to pull out the old crystal, Mr. Crystal Ball, Mr.
Oh.
And have people like social media us a question. If they don't want to call in, they
that's
could, like,
sure, that's a good idea.
You know? But it has to be a good question, not just, you know, what's the weather going to be?
Yes.
Let's get on that.
So. Don't forget, guys, you can also interact with the show by commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or your email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
I forgot what we were doing.
It's one of those mornings. And not only can you download the show for free, F-R-E-E. I love that word. It's like it rolls off your tongue. So you can download this for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, and, of course, my favorite Spotify. Wow. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, you guys, don't forget to rate and review the show.
And today's theme song is Do the Donkey Kong by Buckner and Garcia. This was a album that they did that had a mesh of different songs about different video games. Back in the 80s, their biggest hit was actually Pac-Man Fever.
Now that one you've played for us.
Yeah. Game over, man.
So don't forget, you can always get any of the music that we play from our sponsor, which is Amazon. Just use our banner here at yourweeklydose.com. Click on the banner and shop away.
Oh, baby.
Right when the song ended. Very good.
Amazon.
Thank you.
Well done.
See, that's being a professional there.
And now, along with the countdown.
He did. He nailed that post.
You know what? That just reminded me real quick. I was, you know how we were talking to Tito Buenadivas from Mark and Brian?
Okay. We love Tito.
Yes, we do. Okay. He was talking about how his friend was Casey Kasem's daughter.
Yes.
Okay.
She's hot.
I was about to say the same thing.
So my family member, Marie Alcantar, who married into my family.
Okay.
Well,
Hello, Marie.
I didn't know this, though, but she has an FCC license as well.
Okay.
Okay, because she also went to the same school.
With Tito?
With Tito. And what? Was there at the same time because she also brought up Kasem's daughter.
No way.
And so, yeah.
Small, tiny, world. Orange County
she
world.
Was, yeah. She was Nikki Sixx's partner on his radio show, The Six or Sixth Sense. The Sixth Sense.
Oh, okay.
Look at you with some facts.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend of mine.
I'm wearing a Motley Crue shirt today.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And then I had a friend of mine, a guitarist, a female, that she also got to be on his show. So, but yeah, I just thought, wow, what a coinkydink that yeah. she also got to study with Kasem's daughter.
And I find it interesting. It was in Huntington, right
yes,
down the street.
Huntington Beach. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
Absolutely. Well, guys, let's catch up with each other.
You're looking at me.
I'm going to go to Amber first now.
Good idea.
Okay. I'm making, look at me making more tea. Imagine that. I need all of the green tea
ready?
Right now.
So what's new?
What's okay? Well, okay. So there you go. So the kids and I last Saturday. Okay, I got home, and I went immediately from. All right.
Ew.
I went immediately home from the. I went from the show. To my favorite craft beer store called Court over by my house. And I picked me up some milkshake IPAs.
Oh.
Yeah, it was. And I went home and I had some work to do. I cracked that milkshake IPA, get a couple drinks on, got a little buzz. And who calls me? This mofo right here.
Hi, how are you?
Zachary Tagan. And he says, oh my God, Amber, I'm freaking out. Missy has a little half brother, and it's in a really bad situation. It's about to die. Can you please go adopt it and foster it, or what? The opposite order. So he talked me into going getting a dog because I had a fucking buzz from this delicious milkshake IPA. It's a whole thing here. Yeah, Mike and Kay.
Curse you, Mike and Kay.
Don't drink and buy a pet.
I didn't buy it, but I went. I was motivated. I was getting my work done. I had everything lined up, and then he calls me, and then Anna called me, and then I called the mom and Miss Tammy.
It is a cute little dog.
He is so, and so I went over there, and first thing I did was went to the kids, and I was like, you guys. Here's the deal. And they're like, oh, my God, yes. I said, hey, okay. I was like, just know we're going to lose sleep over this, and you're going to have to fucking bust ass.
Yeah.
Like this. There goes my F-bombs again.
Yeah.
And so Miles was like, let's do it. And we did it.
Nice.
We rescued him.
I've always said that my son Roman could have a dog.
Yeah, he's responsible.
Well, he is. And it's funny because
he's like, screw that.
Because Karen, really going to drink that?
No, what is that?
No, I threw that. Look, that cup's in there.
Oh, okay.
No, good Lord. That I have the same cup from last week.
It is exactly the same size.
Now I can see the ice in that one. That one looks yuck.
I'm like, oh my God, Jack, wow.
He's not that much of a heathen.
Oh God, that's disgusting.
Anyway, but no, Karen had a cat. I had a dog.
Okay.
And so it's like we could never.
Being a cat lady.
Yeah, and if he ever asked for a pet, we would never deny him.
Yeah, of course.
And so there's been a couple of times we asked, hey, you know, would you want one? And he's like, no.
You good?
Yeah, he's like, we're like, well, why? Too much responsibility.
Yeah.
You gotta clean up the poop.
That too, yeah.
You do.
But you know what? I'll be honest with you. We live in a townhome.
Yeah.
So now, granted, our house is a decent size. It's 1,800 square feet.
It's a big place.
It's a nice size place for, you know, a family of three.
That's true.
You put one more in here, a little crowded.
Yeah.
You know.
So I could move in.
Could.
Technically.
I could sleep right there.
Sure. Could. Yeah, exactly.
He'll just be stoned half most of the time. Is it half? That was wrong.
But it's hard to find the right dog for this size of house.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to be an indoor dog.
Yeah.
That's me. It has to be short-haired.
Uh-huh.
That's me.
It can't shed.
I don't shed.
Yet.
I'm perfect.
Oh, wow.
And it has to be potty trained, of course.
I think he's pretty potty trained. He just goes frequently. He's
yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but no, I mean, you got the puppy here with you, and it is a cute little thing.
The kids have been, if not for the kids, I mean, I wouldn't be able to work, and they've got online school. They've really helped out. I mean, JP, Miles has been amazing, too, but JP's really been my little superstar. He's like, he helped me make dinner. He cleaned the kitchen. He loaded the dishwasher. He ran the vacuum. He's like my little, I'm like, here, feed it. Here, take it to go make it go pee and poop. And he just, he's going to make a good little partner for somebody one day.
Nice.
Not little. He's going to be tall, but yeah.
Yeah. That's good, though.
Miles.
That's good.
Miles will need someone like JP.
Yeah. How about you, Zach? How was your week?
Well, as everyone saw, I got the first freaking A on a math test.
Woo!
Absolutely ever.
2 + 2 = 4.
This was me.
3. It's a magic number.
He's doing amazing. Yes, and on your own. On your own, you've done it.
The loneliest number I could ever do.
That's not math.
I am the smartest man alive!
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's kicking ass. That's
fun.
Awesome, right?
So, and you were worried, but, I mean, you're getting it down, dude.
I kind of said F it. I'm like, I'm going to put as much effort into this as I possibly can. Because, I told Amber this. This is what's funny. I believe that math takes the form of a demon every 20 years. In this case, it came to me. I didn't realize. Thank God I didn't take the form of a clown.
But you're doing good though, Zach, which is great, man.
Fun little story that happened real quick. So you get 3 practice quizzes. So 3 chance to fuck up. Sorry. Now I'm Amber.
Yay! The fuck.
Sorry. So I did the first time. I blew it. I got 2 out of 5. Then I realized, you know what? I really don't get this. I really don't understand something. So I spent 3 hours with my friend on Thursday night because he's like my little tutor now. Mm-hmm. That sounded kind of bad. My little tutor. And I took the practice quiz again with him. Yeah, and I got a perfect score on it. I went, okay. And then Friday morning, I went, all right, I'm going to take it right now. Took it again, got a perfect score.
Nice.
So now here comes the test. And I'm like, and then I realized at that moment that every single question on the practice one is the exact same question, just different numbers on the real one.
Yeah.
So I went, oh, I'm good. I'm going to be smooth sailing. I wrote down every problem from the practice one so I can look at this with the quiz so I know not to mess it up. It's just different numbers. So finally, in the practice one, the last question was the area of a trapezoid. I went, got this. I did this 3 times in a row. I get to the test. The last question is the area of a triangle.
Uh-oh. Dun-dun.
And I literally had
no... We went over this one.
I know, but the formula left my head.
Oh, no.
So
never mind.
It's A equals A equals 1.5 times pi times B times H.
Yes, yes.
So I text my friend.
Squared.
Squared. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's good to change.
Yeah. So I text my friend, and I go, dude, it's a good start.
Dude.
I know you're working right now, but what's the area for a triangle? He's like, what did you do?
Just tell me the formula.
And I'm like, just tell me real quick. He's like, I think it's A equals 1 1/3 times B times H. I went, 1 1/3? We're not doing cubic inches here. And he goes, I think it's 1.5 then. I'm like, fine. I take it. I get 4.5 out of 5.
Not bad, dude.
Yep. But then I realized that last, because it tells you what question you got wrong, just what number. So number 5, I got half wrong. So I went, did I put the wrong sum, or did I put the...
I like that he called his friend, and he could have just Googled it.
I wasn't taking the risk that it was...
Oh, my gosh. I don't think a lifeline... I think a lifeline is still cheating, technically.
Yeah.
I might as well have turned around and, like, the person behind me...
Hey, what do you got for 5?
Yeah, exactly.
So what I'm laughing at is, did I get... Because I put the sum, the number was, 2308, and I put it in inches... And I think it was supposed to be square inches.
Oh, yeah. For the triangle, yeah.
That's fine. I got the hard part right.
That's okay.
But you're doing good, though, dude.
So, yeah, that now I'm doing something
And then
something
once this is
harder.
Over, you'll never use it again.
Nope. Hell no.
Yes. That's why Miles is like, why the hell am
Until
I in Algebra 2 right now?
In case you want to become an astronaut.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Rocket scientist and make a lot of money. Who wants that?
Have him watch Apollo 13. There's a lot of math in there.
Lots of maths, yes.
Oh, that one blows my mind.
Yeah.
Yes. Houston? I don't know the formula.
Hold on. Carry the 2. Okay, we're running out of oxygen.
And we're dead.
And we're dead.
And it comes out here.
Actually, we should have taken a left at Albuquerque.
I knew we should have taken a left turn at Albuquerque.
There's an echo.
know.
Well, you know, garbage in, garbage out.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
I showcase anytime I can.
Hey, let's do Steve. We'll save it. That's right.
He's Steving. Hold on.
And so then I smelled the smoke and I decided that I needed to stay indoors. And so I did all week. I did not go outside once other than to take some trash and realize how bad it was.
Yeah, there was an awful lot of ash.
So I knew I'd get sick as hell if I went riding my bike or, you know, stuff like that. So I just I stayed inside.
Did you take any edibles while you stayed inside?
Oh, yeah. How do you think I got through it?
Did you sit there?
Funny.
Did you sit there and steeved?
I steeved all over myself a couple of times.
Oh my gosh!
And a lot of lube.
It's that cocoa butter comparative Vaseline. Great value comparative Vaseline.
It's healthier for you.
Cocoa butter.
It's organic.
He has a whole
it smells
formula.
So good.
Oh boy!
Yeah,
oh,
he
boy.
Smells like a palm tree
in
Hawaii.
I'm gonna sip my tea. Yeah, I stayed inside too. Lots of staying inside.
I don't remember much of what I did other than that.
He just had this.
Oh, we got a new dog. We got a new dog.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, we got
like
a new dog.
Good.
Okay.
There's a whole thing happening here. With
yeah, we had this huge huge red bloodhound female. Who is just, she's adorable, but it sounds like we've got a monster in the backyard when she barks and stuff. She's huge.
I love
and
that.
And she's just a big, like, her name is Peaches.
Oh.
And then they took in an abused American Bulldog.
American Bulldog, okay.
And he's kind of like, you know, you got to be careful. And I try to make friends with, I can't remember his name. Maybe if I remembered his name, he might.
Steve's dog.
So anyway, I'm walking out to take some trash. And I go, hey, how you doing, Bulldog? Hey, how you doing, Peaches? And hey, who the hell are you? There's another American Bulldog, but it's a female. And she has a white patch.
Oh,
on
like
the
my
front
Eva.
Of her. It's like she's not all black like the other one is. And she's all comes up, hey, you know, and she's all lovey dovey. I couldn't walk through the yard because she stayed in front of me trying to stop me to
she
pet her.
She wanted to love you.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I gave her some. So
they're the sweetest dogs.
Another
That's
dollar.
Why I have a pit in a Boston. The Boston hates the puppy.
Mm-hmm.
She goes like this.
It's funny to
for
watch.
Those watching on the radio.
Yes, looks,
Amber turned her head.
Looks away. She'll not make eye contact. She's very despondent. And then our pit bull, she's half pit bull, half staffy, loves the puppy and thinks she might have had the puppy. What?
I just thought of a bit from that.
What?
A play by play of somebody doing stuff like that, but on the radio, so somebody has to explain everything they do.
That's called theater of the mind, Steve.
There you go.
So, yes, they're sweet. They're sweet.
And
sweet.
We are professional, folks.
It's all bouncing around in my mind right now.
There it goes. What's bouncing around in your mind from this week,
Sean? I actually had a rough week.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, my godfather from my confirmation passed away. We had he was in St. Louis visiting his eldest daughter, who has a baby, and baby Josie. And unfortunately, I guess he was going in to take a shower or coming out of the shower and unfortunately suffered a massive heart attack.
Oh.
And his wife tried to revive him, gave him CPR and everything. They called 911, but he just didn't make it by the time the paramedics got there.
That is so sad.
So it was a big shock to all of us. He was 66.
Young.
Very young. Mm-hmm. He was actually only 2 years younger than my dad when my dad passed. My dad was 68 when he passed. So I haven't had a chance to talk to his wife, Michelle, but she's been calling back here because the two families are very, very connected between my godfather and my family. And it kind of gets a little confusing, but basically his godparents were my grandparents. And then his mother is godmother to my mom.
Okay, yeah.
My mom is godmother to her daughter. And then, of course, their son is godfather to me. So
Very, very intertwined.
Intertwined, yeah. Because my family has known them since they were kids, basically. So it goes back to where my grandfather was 10 years old. That's how long he's known that family. So this took us by surprise, obviously. It took us real hard. I've had a chance to talk to his son, Alex, who's the youngest, who's doing well. And then talk to his daughter, Tina, who she kind of feels like she's in limbo a little bit because she lives in Seattle. And then she just recently got engaged. So it's going to be a lot of hard firsts coming up, you know.
2020.
Yeah.
Everything's
and
thrown around everywhere.
And I believe Michelle came back yesterday with the luggage and everything. I think Alex flew out and they came back yesterday. I knew Tina flew down from Seattle today and then visited her grandmother, which is my aunt. And so, yeah, we're still kind of coping. And it's hard because there's not that much of a closure.
Yeah.
Because they had them cremated there, which fortunately it's the right thing to do because it's less inexpensive to... Than to
you don't
have, want to
bring a body back.
Well, it costs you around $10,000 to bring a body. You know.
What, they don't give you a dead discount?
No, they don't.
You can't just Bernie him on the plane?
No, you can't. They stiff arm you. So.
I'm so glad we can.
Yeah, well, you have
a little
to.
Levity
they
about
know
that.
You have to take the body.
Yeah, exactly. So. But no, and I guess they had discussed some time ago, too, I guess that they both want to be cremated when the time did come. So. They cremated him there, and so you know it's all done. But it's hard for us that hadn't seen him for a while, or it's been a week or whatever. You know, the closure is a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
So but anyway, so hopefully we're gonna get together this weekend too and have a good cry and everything. So
a little celebrate.
Yeah, and then I had my gig on Thursday. Unfortunately, got canceled.
Yeah, you called me.
Yeah, unfortunately it got canceled. And like you see, the owner was a little bit concerned because of all the ash and smoke and everything.
Yeah.
And they actually closed the bar early that night, too. So I think they closed it. He said he was going to close about 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, I got there at 6. And
we're going to go down to the Pike and bus in Long Beach, y'all.
Yeah. And, well, that night I did go around checking some other areas that I could actually bus at. There's some really good spots. So
I'm going to, like, put a little outfit on.
I'm going to put like a monkey outfit on you.
Yeah, and I'm going to hold a little hat.
I'll bring my guitar and just be Chords background.
There you go.
I'll go up and lightly. Collect the tips for you and do a little dance and introduce you.
Yeah, do a little dance.
Easy
peasy.
Bam.
So, well, you know what time it is now?
What time is it?
It's time to talk about the movies.
Yay!
Da, 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 da.
So,
the movies.
On the phone, we've got our buddy, our pal, our traveler about...
Where the hell is he?
Mr. Paul Preston.
What's up, gang?
How you doing, Paul?
Damn decent, thank you. Hey, Zach, get that fanfare ready that you played when you announced made your announcement about your test.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I am ready.
I have
a drum roll? Do you want a drum roll, too?
Oh, sure.
The whole thing.
I have a glorious announcement.
All right, here we go.
This last week, since the first time since March, went to the movies.
Woo!
It was awesome. Oh, movies! Glorious movies.
He did the one tier.
The Indian.
The one.
But no, I saw the picture of him, and he's like by himself in the theater. It
oh
was
my
awesome.
Gosh! Mm-hmm.
The way God intended.
Yes, I actually went twice. So I got two different stories. Let me go at you in chronological. So you said I'm traveling. It's true. I may have made this announcement last time I talked to you guys. You know, a lot of things are closed, but outdoors is open. So I've been doing outdoorsy stuff. Went all the way to Yellowstone to see the national park, and it was
nice.
You know, incredible.
Love the pictures you posted, too, on Facebook, Paul.
Yeah, and on the way back, going through Utah. Hey, you know
Utah.
What? I think movie theaters are open here. So sure enough, popped in to see Bill and Ted Face the Music in the theater. And that's the one where it was just me. So there was one other guy who bought a ticket and he didn't show. Now,
what are the odds?
Yeah, right. In the same row. I'm like, dude, you know. But the whole theater. Get a different row. So glad he didn't show at all.
Party on.
Kind of how I wanted to be eased into the movie-going experience again. You know, like, just let's not have a huge crowd. Let's take it easy and just – but, you know, the big screen. And even if it's just Bill and Ted, it's not, you know, Dunkirk or some massive –
It's a movie,
spectacle.
No matter what.
Or Tenet.
It's a movie. And the audio overwhelms you, and the picture's larger than life, and it's just an experience. You know, it was great. That movie, if you don't know Bill and Ted by now, I mean, I don't know where he's been for 30 years, but Bill S. Preston Esquire, Ted Theodore Logan, their parents now, their marriages are in trouble because, as you can imagine, they've kind of failed to emotionally evolve when they were younger. They're also struggling with the fact that they were previously charged in the movie to write this song that's going to unite the world, and it still hasn't happened. So they have the two daughters now that are getting in on the act, traveling through time to help them. So it's a whole big... another time traveling thing. The time travel's easy to follow, and it's fun, you know, explained with like a dumb guy enthusiasm by the leads, so you never get like into some crazy looper type discussions about what's happening. Right. And it was fun. Do you guys like those films, the Bill and Ted movies?
I saw it too.
What'd you think?
It was hard separating Keanu Reeves from what he's done the last 20 years into this again. It was just kind of, Paul, are you with me? There was a few parts where it just feels like he wasn't trying. Like he was almost like, I sabotage myself.
I'm with you, and I can break that down, I think, because I appreciate that he was game. In fact, everybody in the movie was like, let's do this. You know, and they had fun, and the kind of loose energy of the whole movie just is easy to enjoy. You don't sit there and put too much pressure on it to be anything other than what it was. But yeah, he does seem like he's kind of repressing an inner John Wick and preventing himself from killing everybody around him all the time.
Like he can't go back.
yeah. What he needed, I think, just a little more is smile. That Ted Theodore Logan just never stopped smiling. He's like, I'm dumb. I don't know what's going on. yeah, exactly. So, you know, and when he's struggling with a lot of adult issues, as Ted was in this movie, you know, he doesn't give him opportunities to smile a bunch. You know, they really are kind of crushed at the fact that their destiny of making the song that unites the world hasn't happened yet. And in the therapy with their wives.
That was funny.
You know, he's just kind of dumbstruck, like, what? You know, he doesn't understand anything about, like, talking about issues. But, yeah, a few more smiles out of Keanu, and I think that would have lit him up a little more. The daughters are great. I thought Bridget Lundy Payne, I think her name is, and she did a Keanu impersonation that was just right on point.
Paul, with this film, though, I mean, does it really capture everything that Bill and Ted have done? Because, I mean, it's been, what, 30-some years since the other two films. Does it kind of pick it up right after and keep the same fun vibe, though, overall?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. They're not trying to be like, let's... deal with Trump and the economy and the climate change. No, they're just like, we got to save the world because if we don't, the world will be destroyed. It's our destiny, you know, and right. It just is another
that's
good
cool,
hearted.
That's cool because, I mean, that's, to me, that's what those two films were. You know, they were just a fun getaway film, and I was kind of hoping that this would be the same too.
Correct, and this is more along the lines, I think, of the second one. The first that you can't quite touch. This one's more like in the second one in that it maybe got a little bogged down and complicated than it should be, and death steals the show.
Oh, awesome. And what's the other one, buddy?
Well, speaking of time travel, I had to go and see Tenet. It's the movie that Hollywood's been waiting for, to launch the return to theaters with, because Christopher Nolan is such a theater guy. Got to see his movies on the big screen. That's how he wants it. And so... turns out you go an hour and a half down the road to Oceanside. There, all the theaters are open. Now, this was last week. I'm told now, as of yesterday, some Orange County theaters have opened as well. You guys can maybe confirm that. Mm-hmm. But I was told a few places have opened down there, too. L.A. County, still nothing. But willing to travel for something as big as what Christopher Nolan put together. If you don't know what it's about, well, that's because they're not telling you. You got John David Washington. Denzel's kid from Black Klansman. He plays an agent, pretentiously known as protagonist. he learns about this secret world where people can invert time. So there's this one guy who masters time inversion, and of course he's a villain. He wants to start World War III, and this protagonist has to go and stop him. So that's the super easy summation of a movie that is otherwise wildly dense with plot and story and you know, it does a decent job of sort of laying it out, but I gotta admit, man, I still got super confused. And I have to think I'm pretty savvy film goer.
Wow.
It sounds a little like Inception.
I'll tell you the biggest difference. Inception is one of my favorite movies in the last 10 years.
I liked Inception too. I could follow that one. That's, you know.
First of all, yeah, I followed it. I caught the dreams within the dreams and how they all kept, you know, the layers it built upon itself. But the biggest difference was Leonardo DiCaprio had this like insane pain to his character that was just, you know, he watched his wife jump off the roof and you kind of want to go for that. You want to go for that. Get behind him, you know, and I was rooting for him. And then you had Ellen Page's character, who was sort of playful. This movie tries to play it so cool. It's really kind of a cold and distant movie.
Huh.
And so they opt instead for, like, I don't know, being calculating about the plot and being cool and reserved instead of having some real emotional elements. That was the one thing that kind of kept it from being as involving as Inception for me.
Hmm. Okay, so theater or wait to watch it, stream it at home?
Oh, you got to go to the theater. Because
Oceanside.
This is... don't very often... This is how Hollywood makes the movies. Like, hey, we got the rights to this book, or hey, we found this great new script. Get this guy directed. He'll be great. Okay. There are a few directors who say, look, studio, this is my vision. This is what I want to do. And those are the movies you should see. Tarantino, Soderbergh, Christopher Nolan... You know, so if you can get the true director-driven movie, you got to go see it on the big screen.
Okay, maybe.
Paul, real quick, what was your take on the release on the new Batman trailer? Did that intrigue you, or were you kind of like?
It intrigued me. I'll be honest with you. I hope it doesn't go like hard R. I can't tell from the trailer. You know, I just don't. I think I'd be put off by like. Just a super hard R Batman movie, but I mean, I think it looks solid. I think you got a Pattinson looks good. It looks, you know, like Batman looks haunted. Guess what? Batman looks like he's a tragic figure again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He always is, but you know, they look like they're doing that.
Okay, so you like the way the trailer was put together overall?
Yeah, I think Colin Farrell is also one of the most underrated actors out there.
Oh, yeah.
Guy's been great in about 1,000 different things. And now he's going to be the Penguin, and he's practically unrecognizable in that trailer.
Wait, that's Colin Farrell?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had to check a bunch of sources, too, to make sure. But, yeah, that was it. That is him.
Holy cow.
And you got Matt Reeves, right, who made Cloverfield. And,
right.
Planet of the Apes.
He was behind one of those Planet of the Apes movies. Yeah, so he's... I'm looking forward to it. You know, but basically, coming out of Fandome, I take the Batman trailer, I give back the Snyder Cut trailer for Justice League. It looks like that trailer doubled down on all the worst parts of the DCEU. So, I'm not looking forward to that.
Okay, all right. So you change your mind now on the Snyder Cut, and...
Actually, I didn't like Justice League the first time around. I don't need to see it recut. I don't think it's going to get better.
You don't think so? You don't think it's going to be a different, completely different take on it, though?
Then show that in the trailer. Because here's the thing they've never touched. If you remember Superman the movie, when young Clark Kent, standing in the field looking out at Metropolis, and he knows, I got to leave the Kents, and I got to go into the city, and I know my destiny of what I have to do. And, you know, and Ma Kent comes out there, and they have this great moment in the field. And there's nothing like that. In the DC, you know, this trailer's just like, look at all the lightning, and now there's dark, creepy clouds, and they just have doubled down on all these special effects. I don't see them having a scene quite like in Captain America: Civil War, right, when Tony donates all this money to the students, and he walks down to an elevator, and there's Alfred Woodard, and he stands there with her waiting for the elevator until he realizes she hasn't pressed the elevator button. She's not here for the elevator. She's here to talk to me. And so when she goes to her purse, he puts his hand out because he's got this PTSD that she's going to reach for a gun. Like, all that kind of interpersonal stuff, there's no special effects. There's not even a superhero in that
scene.
That's
acting.
The best scenes in the entire MCU. DCEU's got nothing like that.
Oh,
and
snap!
The Snyder Cut trailer didn't give me hope that they're going to.
No, it's totally true. I totally agree with him because, I mean, even if you look at the original, I thought Tim Burton was the great director for the first two because... he understood that Gotham City was its own entity. It was his own. It was his own.
That's very. That's very Burton-esque.
Its own character. The thing that they failed though is to tell the Batman story of how, why. In every film that's come out, with the exception of Batman Begins, and even that failed to a degree, he's called the world's greatest detective. You have to realize that his debut was in Detective Comics before he came out on his own comic line.
Huh.
And he's called the world's greatest detective. No movie has really ever shown that, of how did he get there.
Hmm.
You know, yet when we look at the 77, or was it 76, when Superman came out, you know, it's, what is it, like 45 minutes, Paul, before we even see Christopher Reeve open his shirt?
Yeah. Because
there's a story there.
Yeah.
We see Krypton. We see it being destroyed. We see the building of the ship. We see the ship taking off. There's Marlon Brando talking to baby Kal-El while he's traveling through space. He knows it's light years away. He still has time to learn and to grow. You know, he's like 3 or 4 when he lands here on Earth. You know,
I remember looking at comic books, and I wasn't a comic book reader, mm-hmm. and I remember finally looking at them. I was probably, you know, in my early teens, and thinking, wow, there's a lot of emotion in these.
Oh yeah,
and when it builds,
it's a mini soap opera.
And I never really realized that. And then I do see what you're saying about, oh man, bagging on the DC,
you know,
Marvel's more.
It is, and I think they did it right, and they, you know, and again, that goes to credit, I think, to Jon Favreau,
mm-hmm.
Basically with what he's done.
Shout out to Jon Favreau.
Yeah, and I've got more respect for that guy.
Well, he's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, but DC has never really truly done it properly, and I think if they did, the franchise would be better. They've got the scripts already in the comic books; just copy the damn thing. I mean, you've got the animators from Warner Brother Animation doing that. And they even now have a new animation film coming out where it's from the book A Death in the Family, where they kill Robin. But now there's 3 different ways that you choose the ending.
No way.
So just like they did in real life, does he live or does he die? So you have those 2 endings and what transpires in those. And then there's another one where does he survive? So does Batman not save him, and does he Batman save him, or does he survive? So you got 3 different endings.
Maybe he becomes the Crypt Keeper.
Oh my gosh.
You never know.
He can be Tales of the Crypt, Steve, which I was into back then.
So you look like it now.
Boy, we're super nerdy.
Well, Paul laid down a hard line here with the DC Marvel split right there.
It's a divided subject.
I don't need the Batman origin story again. I do hope that the Batman just kind of gives us Batman and lets him have an adventure. Don't need to see Bruce Wayne's parents die again. Don't need to see, mm-hmm. You know, Spider-Man's Uncle Ben die again. I mean, all these things.
Yeah.
We got it. Just be a Batman and have an adventure.
But, Paul, do you think that the story was ever told properly, though? I mean, I understand that we get the story. I think Batman Begins is the one that best explains it all.
I agree,
but the real story of everything, of how he, you know, got there, there's still a lot of holes, I think.
Perhaps, but if they go back and fix that, I just feel like it's already such well tread. Even Joker dealt with Batman's origin. I'm like, I don't need that again. You know,
yeah.
I just don't need it.
I was just thinking, are they writing? Do you think they're writing the coattails of the success of Joker?
That's why I worry it might be a hard R.
Yeah.
I think it would just be ugly and not quite the movie I was hoping for. I mean, Dark Knight is ugly, but it's not. I'm not put off by it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I get you.
I just think I'd be put off if it's like, just, hey, we're really enjoying and relishing the fact that we're swearing and, you know, being gory and all that. I just think it might be too much.
Yeah. We will see.
Yeah. Paul, what's your next trip, buddy?
Oh, God, I don't have one. No, because Yellowstone was a huge thing. I stopped in Zion National Park up in the Grand Tetons, went to Idaho to the Lava Hot Springs. I got out of Dodge and had a great time. So
His next trip is buying some shrooms. No?
Wow.
No? No? No, Paul? Is that no? No. Not your thing?
No,
okay.
No.
I'm just
no,
kidding.
See, I'm talking about going outside. I get shrooms. I don't leave my house.
But this damn smoke, this smoke is just, ugh.
He went out of state, Amber.
I know.
Like where there are no fires.
But we're going
I was going to go kayaking the other day, but it's like, nope. Yeah. Not till the cloud. Not till the sky stops being on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Really? Well, buddy, we love you, and I'm glad that you took those trips and everything. They were wonderful pictures, and just let us know next time we got some new streaming stuff to watch on Netflix or wherever.
Oh yeah, quick shout out HBO Max.
I was
Class Action Park.
Will do. We'll check it out.
I just got my subscription.
Yeah, Class Action Park's about the world's most dangerous amusement park. It's a crazy story about a theme park I went to a couple times when I was a kid. It was dangerous and crazy and run by a lunatic. And
I have it on my HBO Max list to watch. I'm at, bam, that's
we'll
on
check
there.
It out.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next time.
Later.
All right, take care, Paul.
And now that school is back in session for everyone, it seems that as much time as kids spend time playing with their Xbox time, they are still having trouble with their online classes.
Yeah, well, you know that a lot of the kids would like to be back at their schools, you know, in their classrooms with their teachers instead of being, you know, online courses due to the pandemic.
Which leads us to our new sponsor, which we think could help them with their communication skills. Zach, would you now please play that new sponsor theme, please? Time.
Are your children already struggling with their online classes? Hard to get the teacher's attention online? Well, if they are, we are here to help them with their communication skills. Welcome to the School of Gooder Grammars.
Yes, we is the school that teach you everything there are to knowing about speaking with well grammar.
Yay!
But did you know we's offer many other courses to give you the most wellest, roundest educationists that are possible?
It are true. For instance, it's the same thing. For instance, this semester we is offering film appreciation, a new course that will help you be remembering some of the most famousest movie lines of ever time all.
This is a fucking runaway train already.
Do it.
This way you can be most impressing your friends, family, and coworker with this most greatest newest class. You learn movie quotes like,
Luke, I'd be your father.
We doesn't need no stinking badges.
Says hi lo to my little friend.
And frankly, Scarlett, I am not going to be giving a damn.
You will also be brushing up on quotes like,
Spartacus, I be.
You hatted me at hello.
What us is having here is failure to communicate it.
Oh.
And truth. You can't not be not handling the truth.
Yes. Yourself can be kicking everybody's ass with all these famous movie quotes. Plus, you will also get to learn,
me is seeing dead people.
Oh, making him be offer that not he can't refuse ever.
They can't take hours of freedom.
What kind of school would us be if we didn't teach you quotes like,
Houston, can't even read the wrong.
Us is having a problem.
Like now.
The car can let go now.
I know who is I. I is dude playing dude like looking as another dude.
My life a quarter mile time it lives.
You're gay. You know how I's knows?
Remember is this day for day. This is when you caught almost Captain Jack Sparrow.
And don't forget, yo, Adrian.
So if you's wanting to learn to be better at grammar and interested in looking Tooking interesting. Tooking. It's difficult. Tooking interesting course like film appreciation, then come enrolls at the School of Gooder Grammar today's. Operators are bystanding. Wow. Call now. Give us your money.
I can see there was a lot of effort put into that.
Yeah. Woo! The Gooder Grammar. What's really funny is I didn't get the bit till we were fully in it. And I was like, why the hell is this written off messed up? And then I was like, oh, there we go. It clicked. Wow. I'm going to call them.
So there you go.
I think
tomorrow.
We all should.
Yeah.
And the person that wrote it.
I want to be gooder.
I want to be Edder Bay.
I want to be more better.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sweating. I'm sweating.
I hate to switch gears like this, but, you know, yesterday we celebrated 19 years it's been.
Yep.
Since 9/11. You know, and, wow, I can't believe the time has gone by that quick. You know, it's one of those days that is definitely embedded with us. Ironically, I woke up to Mark and Brian that morning, and I'm hearing Peter Jennings on the news because they were listening to ABC, and the second plane had just gone in. And Karen was getting ready for work and was about to leave and stuff, and I'm still trying to figure out, why am I listening to Peter Jennings? Are we on the wrong radio station or something, whatever? And then I hear Brian's voice. And then I hear Mark's, and they kind of start to explain about what's going on. I'm going, what are they talking about? And then finally turned on the TV, and I'm sitting at the edge of the bed, and I see a replay of the second plane going in, and I just couldn't believe what I was watching. Karen goes off to work, and I'm trying to get to work. Work says, come in a little bit later. And so I do, like an hour and a half later or whatever. And I get there. As I pull up, my boss calls me and says, don't bother coming in. And I said, okay. So I now come back home from Yorba Linda and just stayed home watching it, everything unfold. And as I got home, then watching the towers literally fall. And everything changed.
I took a break from college. My sister Kara was about to have my first niece. And so I went home to Ohio for a couple months. My mom was working at this giant office building. And she was working in the cafeteria. She ran the cafeteria at it. And she came home. I had just been home for about a couple of days. And she goes, hey, do you want a job? FEMA is looking for secretaries and assistants. I said, okay. So I went in and I interviewed and I got to work for one of the high up guys who was they were fixing disaster in Ohio from a previous year's snowstorms. So I took this job. I was there for about a week, and I was getting ready for work in the morning. My mom, we would ride to work together, and she'd just gotten out of the shower, and I was just getting out of the I was getting morning routine with me and my mom, and she goes, oh my God, Amber, come here. And I went in, we're both in our robes and our towels, and we're soaking wet, and she goes, oh my God, look. And I was like, oh God, do I have to go to work? And they called me, they're like, get here now. Wow. So I went in, and my boss had to they were bawling, and they have TVs all over the place. So it was I'd never worked for the government before.
Yeah.
And it was like a throwing in of the, people were crying, they had friends in New York, they had a FEMA office in one of the, yeah. So that was my introduction to that.
Wow.
It was intense.
Yeah, we had one of Karen's cousins, her husband, worked at the Pentagon. And I can't remember if it was to the left or to the right, but he was like three or four windows to the left of where the plane went in was his office.
Mm.
You know, wow. So, but he was somewhere else when the plane hit. So, And then we had a couple of people that were in the towers that made it out. Some of Karen's parents who were business people, and they were back there.
Yeah.
My son told me a story that apparently Michael Jackson had a meeting that day. He was playing at Madison Square Garden the night before, and he was talking with his mom and his one of his sisters up late at night, and he slept in and missed the meeting.
They didn't wake him up in time with his other drug?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they missed his meeting, and you know, and to think we you know, we had him for another 8 years.
Yep.
Yeah, but we could have lost Michael Jackson in that though too. So, Steve, what were you, bud?
I was living in Long Beach and had the alarm set go off in the morning, and because of how I treat alarms, it was the alarm connected out in the living room, so that it went off, and I had it on 980 talk radio.
Yeah.
So that it would make me get up and, you know, deal with it rather than just listening to music. Or anyway, I'm laying there. It came on, and I don't want to say excitement, but just the angst in everybody's voice, and everybody's talking, and everybody, now let's go to, you know, it was like, what the hell is going on? And I couldn't quite tell what they were saying because it was in the other room. So I get out of bed, I go over there, and I hear, you know, something about a plane, a building. Oh my God! And I'm like, what the hell? And I just instinctively went, I gotta turn on the TV, because if something's going on, it'll be there.
Yeah.
I turned the TV on, and like less than a minute later, the second building went down. So that was the timing of it. And I actually saw the second building go down. And then they played, you know, what had happened and the place. Yeah. And it was one of the most just devastating things I remember in my life, because of the gravity of the situation and how it, you don't imagine these 110 story tube towers that are just, and to watch it go, just fall down.
Yeah. That was early for you guys, by the way. That was, it happened at almost.
It was like started around.
Yeah.
It started about 5 o'clock there and ended about 10:30 there. And, so it was just, the second tower went down, I think, just after 10, and somewhere around there.
8:46 is when the first one hit. So
it was like, it really boggled my mind, and so I was watching during the day and all the things, and they were talking about, and then suddenly other things started happening during the day, and there was the Pentagon, and then there was reports of planes they couldn't get a hold of.
United 93.
Yeah, and then that plane happened, and it was just, what I remember was that what it did to our country and everybody in the country, because we were in Long Beach, and they organized a walk, and everybody almost in the city came down to Ocean Boulevard and walked up to the Long Beach World Trade Center. And everybody was like, really indescribable.
Yeah,
we were all together.
And I think that was the first time we've been that way, I think, since World War II. We stopped calling ourselves African Americans, Mexican Americans, Asian Americans, you know, Irish Americans. We were all Americans, you know. And
well, I don't mean to be morose or judgmental, but you know, we lost over 3,000 people, first responders. A lot of people died during that, and our country was like, yeah. And we have just recently been attacked by a virus.
Yes.
And everybody is using it against each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened to us?
I don't know. We're at 200,000.
We've been attacked and lost almost, it's over 190,000 people have died.
Yeah.
And you would think we need to band together to take care of this.
It comes down to one thing.
Missing.
It comes down to one thing, was our leadership.
I didn't want to say but that's.
No, it does. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of Bush 2.0 myself, but even his numbers were low at the time.
Yeah.
But he did unite this country and bring us up. And, of course, his numbers went up because They had nowhere else to go, but he rallied us together and said, we are going to go after the people that did this to
us.
He
had empathy. Yeah. And
you know,
he didn't try to use the situation to better his own life or pocketbook or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. And
it's strange that we can go from something like that, and in less than 10 years we have something far worse happen, and we're all at each other's throats.
Yeah.
Zach, how about you? Because you were much younger at the time.
I want to say I was probably
2001.
2001. I think I was 16. Oh, no, I was 15 going on 16. I was 16. I was taking the bus to school at the time, and it was like 6 a.m. I remember waking up, just kind of walking. No TVs have been on. Everyone's still asleep. Walk in, make waffles, which was probably my go-to thing back then, and then I just hear the phone ring. And I go, who the hell is calling at like 6:15 in the morning? And it was my uncle Buddy, who's my grandfather's older brother. And he goes, Zach, put your grandfather on the phone. I go, oh, God. What? Because he always would call in the morning, because he knows it's a three-hour difference to screw with my grandpa. So I'm like, it's probably just him screwing with him. And I just hear my grandpa scream, what? I went, okay, this is different. He goes, Zach, turn on the TV. And that's when we saw what was going on. And I was so ignorant back then. Again, I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I just went, okay, so towers are on fire. Like, all right.
So it really didn't affect you then?
Well, no, but it wasn't until I got on the bus, and then they said on the radio the first tower went down. This was like a couple hours later.
Yeah.
And I just went, okay, what is going on? And I remember them announcing at school that all the, like, Knott's Berry Farm, Disneyland, like, everything is shut down, airports shut down. And then that's when I started going, like, okay, this is not just a fire. This is not just something else. This is an attack.
Yeah.
And I had a hard time processing it because I didn't know what to think. I mean, at the time, it was the only thing like that had ever happened. And, yeah, that was it. Just that was all everyone talked about in class. Yeah. Barely did anything. Didn't any work at all that day.
Yeah. No, it was a tough day to get through, for sure. You know, I mean, we lost almost 3,000 people. And despite what's going on, I still have a great respect for those New York policemen who sacrificed their lives.
Firemen.
Especially the firemen, all the first responders. I still respect them. To this day, I see them drive by me or whatever. If I catch their eye, I always salute them. Because it's something we can never forget. And to think next year it will be 20 years, you know, that this has happened. It's one of those things that changed the world. It wasn't like when we lost the shuttle Challenger or the other shuttle, you know, when it came in, which were national disasters on our own, you know, where we lost somebody. But this was the first attack that ever happened to us on this soil, you know, on American soil in that manner. But, we got through it. We persevered, you know, and even what we're going through now, we will get through. But we do have to come together like we did then. Absolutely. So God bless all those people that lost their lives. And absolutely, to the families, you know, our hearts still go out to you 19 years later. So, well, speaking of a little bit of patriotism, got some Uncle Sam facts here for you. Because today, or actually tomorrow, is actually Uncle Sam Day.
Really? Interesting. Yeah. Little tie there.
Yeah, like that, huh? That's being a radio professional.
You're professional.
I learned from the great Mark Thompson.
I'm sorry. Let me go back to my good grammar school. You is professional. There you go. Had to correct myself.
The origin of Uncle Sam here is kind of cool. The name is linked to a guy named Samuel Wilson. He was a meat packer from Troy, New York, who supplied barrels of beef to the United States Army during the War of 1812. Wilson's packages were labeled EA and then US. When someone asked what that stood for, a co-worker jokingly said, Albert Anderson and Uncle Sam.
Okay.
So he stamped the barrels with U.S. for the United States, but soldiers began referring to the grub as Uncle Sam's.
Barrels of meat?
Yeah.
Sorry.
War of 1812.
Yeah, meat. Okay.
Okay.
They were healthy.
The local newspaper picked up on the story, and Uncle Sam eventually gained widespread acceptance and the nickname for the U.S. federal government.
All right.
So, of course, he's been a patriotic symbol. Uncle Sam did not get the standard appearance until it was recreated by a fellow named James Montgomery Flagg during World War One. Flagg's depiction of Uncle Sam was shown publicly for the first time on the cover of a magazine, Leslie's Weekly, on July 6, 1916, with the caption, "What are you doing for preparedness?"
Mm.
More than 4 million copies of the Uncle Sam were printed between 1917 and 1918 during World War One. This portrait of Sam with the words, "I want you for the U.S. Army," was used as a recruiting poster. There are two memorials to Uncle Sam commemorating the life of Samuel Wilson and the Uncle Sam Memorial statue at Arlington, Massachusetts, and a memorial near his residence in Riverfront Park, Troy, New York. In 1989, Uncle Sam Day became the official Congressional Joint Resolution designated September 13th, 1989, as Uncle Sam Day, the birthday of Samuel Wilson.
Okay.
So.
I can't get barrels of meat out of my head. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
Hey, 1812. It was 1812, girl.
We need to make a new poster. I'll have Miles do that. Make a new poster with Uncle
but
Sam.
It was salty, though. I'll tell you that.
Salt. I'm sure lots of salt.
And, of course, Uncle Sam in politics. Since Uncle Sam represented the United States, cartoonists have had the freedom to draw political satires using his image. Some people, he is friendly, cheerful, reminds them of many a kindly old grandfather. But when the time calls for it, as in periods of war, his mood changes and appears grim and serious. Uncle Sam also refers to America's deep interest in foreign affairs and sometimes even privacy of its own people. On September 15, 1961, the U.S. Congress recognized Mr. Wilson as the progenitor of America's national symbol of Uncle Sam. And, of course, just as a popular icon in general through the years, there have been many spin-offs on the poster. Uncle Sam's image went from being a successful propaganda tool to a widely used advertising gimmick. I remember, was it Oscar Mayer? No, it wasn't Oscar Mayer.
It was some other meat in the casing.
No. Was it, gosh, who's the one who does the kosher hot dogs?
Oscar Mayer's?
Kosher Hebrew National?
Hebrew National.
Oh. Hebrew National use Uncle Sam?
Yeah, because they go, "We answer to a higher source." And it's Uncle Sam eating the hot dog.
Well, the more you know.
Yeah, have Zach look it up.
Look this up right now. I need to see this.
Although it'd probably be a Frank.
So let's see. Yeah, so various campaigns have used the popular image campaign slogan to promote issues for climate change to women's rights. However, not all of the rhetoric surrounding Uncle Sam has been positive. Modern political cartoonists use his image to represent what they feel is wrong with America. And, of course, he has been depicted as an overweight and money-hungry miser, as a battery-operated robot being controlled by Congress. Ah. Authors have also portrayed Uncle Sam as being a vagrant and a bum, illustrating the downturn of American civilization.
There's a Hebrew National 1975 commercial.
Yeah, there you go.
What?
Yeah, Hebrew National, there you go.
Okay, let's see this. All right. Oh, that's Kai, that big scary dog.
Government regulations say we can make our Hebrew National beef hot dogs from frozen beef.
What?
We don't. The government says we can use artificial coloring. We don't. They say we can add meat byproducts. We don't. They say we can add non-meat fillers. We can't. We're kosher. And have to answer to an even higher authority.
Authority.
Hebrew National Franks.
There you go.
For the, those of
wow,
you
guys, that was a big slap to the FDA.
For those of you that were listening, that was Uncle Sam holding a hot dog.
A dog, yeah.
And then making surprise faces. That was like 1975.
Yeah, so I remember those commercials.
And now we're going to have to make a pit stop on the way to my house at Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, God.
Oh, they have an all beef. All beef, Frank.
They have it all, everything.
Meat.
They have tamales now, for God's sake.
That barrel of meat.
That's just wrong.
Every
a
once
hot
in a while,
dog place making tamales. Yeah.
And they have fish and chips occasionally. And
Do they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
They have
America.
Specials.
America, baby.
America. Where the hell else?
Wiener Schnitzel. We got your tamale beef, Frank.
Hot dog. Armor hot dog. There's another one.
Armor hot dog.
All of your calorie-clogging foods at your disposal. Wiener Schnitzel.
Exactly.
Filled with chicken lips, butts, and ass.
Dude, you know that chili at Wiener Schnitzel? That it's delicious, but man, it's mystery meat. There are some pieces in there. I'm like that. That is
you
like,
wait. You want to talk about mystery meat? How about the McRib? Oh,
yeah. I never had one. Never had. Never will. Ugh.
Okay, they've got pieces in there where it looks like bone, but you can eat it.
That's not right.
Yeah, that's a mystery.
I heard someone a nutritionist say a couple years ago that they McDonald's and the McRib used rubber. From like what kind of like what's in shoes to keep shoes rubber spongy?
Yeah,
that they use that in the McRib.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And I was like, what?
You guys know there's like Subway is doing the same thing. Subway has like a McRib style footlong sandwich.
Let's just talk about weird meats.
I can do it.
Meatloafs. Meat.
Better
loafs,
yet.
Meat. What?
Better only yet. What? Because it's milkshake.
Day.
Only in
milkshake,
America.
IPA milkshake. I hope Mike and Kay are listening because I'm telling you what, that IPA milkshake, damn, that was good.
Where'd you go?
Well, I went and got it at the corner store. Remember the
really?
My Corked? They have this incredible beer selection.
Okay, I gotta go there. Then.
They said I'll get some. They said there's Kai again on the screen. Anyways, they said that every time they get a new one in, and it's only been like the last couple of weeks, immediately they're gone. People are just snapping these milkshake IPAs.
Oh, I believe it.
So I got one that's from Frogtown Brewery in Santa Monica, and it's called Painkiller, and it's toasted coconut and juicy pineapple. It was so good. And then it was puppy. Then I had a puppy. Yeah, you're doing that? All right, so let me do this. Best chocolate milkshakes ranked by Insider.com.
Okay, we got to take a guess at these.
Let's see how they did. Okay, number 10. Dairy Queen's chocolate shake. Never had it. What's the thing? Dairy Queen's chocolate shake. Y'all had it?
No.
I've had it. It's pretty good.
Number 9. Burger King's hand spun shake. I didn't know that Burger King had a shake, nor did I know that. I don't know what hand spun.
Well, they've always had chocolate shakes, but
what the hell is a hand spun?
I don't know, but they use their hands and they spin it.
Like that?
Just,
like
it's
just a little gyration?
When you make a shake, you put it up and you spin it so it's hand spun. It describes it and makes people feel better about it.
That's some bullshit advertising. Anyways, number 8.
Oh, like hand scooped is better?
Yeah.
I know. It's all someone's advertising idea in the 50s.
Yeah.
But see, it makes it thicker when it's hand spun.
There you go.
It's oxygenated. I don't know. Like there's little bubbles in it. Oh, my God. It's fluffier. All right. Number 8. I can get down with this. I miss this a lot. Steak and Shakes chocolate shake from the Midwest. I grew up on these. Bam, man. You dip those fries in there. You got your burger.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah. We don't have Steak and Shake out here, but we do have a close second in Shake Shack. Shake Shack is very, very similar to Steak and Shake.
Okay. I dip my fries in a shake.
I don't know this place. Number 7. Cookout.
Never heard
in
of that.
South, it's in the southeast. It's in like Florida, Alabama, Georgia. Never heard of it. But anyways, there, number 7.
Okay.
Number 6, I don't think I agree with this, but it could be Sonic's chocolate shake.
I haven't had a Sonic, though, but I have heard that they're not bad, though.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty good. You just go to a Gino Sonic every once in a while.
I got like really bad diarrhea one time from Sonic, and I never went back.
God, you and your guts.
But that's like with half the food she eats anyway.
How can you blame it on a source?
This is like years ago. This is years ago, like in Nashville.
Of course, with that comment, that's like me and that pizza place, the California Pizza Kitchen.
It gave you the shit.
Oh, twice.
Oh no, we're not going back there. CPK, and they went under. They went bankrupt.
Good for them.
Anyways, let's go to number 5, and I kind of agree with this. They have really good shakes. 5 Guys. Their chocolate shake.
Yes.
They have great shakes.
I haven't had one of theirs. I've been there, but I haven't had it.
There's one right here, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we got to go.
We can walk.
The number 5. The number 5 is 5 Guys. I like that. That's
good.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if we can guess the next top
number 4. Classic for dipping your fries in it. Classic.
Oh, A&W.
Nope.
Oh, that's what
I used to
do.
That's a root beer float.
Classic. Like I used to go in high school and you get their shake. That's
In-N-Out.
Nope.
Damn it.
All right. I'm from Ohio, damn it. From Ohio. What's in Ohio?
I'm out.
What's everywhere?
White Castle.
National? Okay, never mind. No. You guys suck. Wendy's.
Oh,
Wendy's. The Frosty.
Yes, the Frosty.
Okay, let us guess the top 3 then.
Okay, top 3. You're not going to guess. I mean, it's current. It's very current.
McDonald's?
McDonald's has got to be in there.
McDonald's is in there. So what's number three? I would not guess this. I would not go here for a shake.
Is it Burger King?
No, Burger King's already on the list.
Yeah, we already mentioned Burger King.
Yeah, what number was Burger King?
9 with their hand-spun bullshit.
Oh, yeah. That was the hand-spun. Okay. Yeah. I heard the hand-spun, not the...
You're not going to guess this. It was weird. I don't think you've had this one. Maybe you have. Number three is Jack in the Box.
Let us guess.
You weren't guessing. You're sitting there
looking.
We're thinking. Okay. Make it
easy. That's the one I was going to say earlier when you said we're going to... Jack in the Box, because I have their shakes, and they are really good.
Are they?
Yeah, because they're hand-scooped. They put real ice cream.
Really good shake.
Yeah.
A lot of calories, but they're good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So I definitely have had them deliver. I when I'm doing Postmates or DoorDash, that's a place where you go to get a bunch of milkshakes.
Okay, so number three is Jack in the Box.
Number three is Jack in the Box. Number two.
Who's number two then? Okay, we've already mentioned Burger King. We've already mentioned.
Let's for a second. It can't be Carl's Jr.
Nope.
Okay, I didn't think so. Okay, so all the major
franchises. It's a major franchise. It's a major franchise.
Okay.
And it's, come on. It's classic. Classic.
Well, I'm going to say In-N-Out then at that point. No?
They didn't make the list, shockingly.
That's ridiculous.
I agree with you. I bet they were number 11.
So this is a national...
National? It owns everybody. I mean, it's like the...
It owns everybody. Just go with Disney.
It's almost. It's the Disney of fast food.
Well, that would be McDonald's.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. That's what it is.
So what said
McDonald's.
McDonald's is number two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never had... that was weird, wasn't that?
Yes, it was.
I've never had a chocolate shake. I've only had the McFlurries.
Okay.
Never had a chocolate shake
before. Good,
number one is shocking, and I never go here because I'll tell you why.
Oh boy.
They don't like my kind.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Really?
That's number one on insider.com. Guess what?
I don't go there ever.
Screw you, insider.com.
Everybody knows.
I think that list is bunk.
3 points.
I think we should go do our own test.
Good. All right. I'm going to run this by you guys real quick here. Okay. See if we can do this real quickly, though. 8 things that guys are embarrassed to admit to you. All right. And I want to, with Zach and Steve, see if you guys...
I have no idea.
All right. That you're insecure.
Yes.
Are you afraid to admit that, though?
No.
Mm-mm.
It's
embarrassed to admit it.
It's blatantly obvious with me.
Okay.
All right. Zachary walks up to you, he's like, hello, I'm insecure. Like, but what's your name?
Yeah, on the way into the show, Zach and I exchange insecurities.
Yeah. All right. How about that you're in love with somebody? Are you embarrassed to admit that?
No, it's too easy for me to do that. I have to be careful.
You guys are evolved humans. You all are right here. These are very very different men.
Zach, how about you?
I have been embarrassed. Do I... think it's like a reoccurring thing that'll happen throughout the rest of my life? No, not really.
Okay. All right. That you don't want to have sex.
Okay.
It's never happened to me.
Okay, hold on. The only time I'm not doing that is like if I'm like super full and like bloated or something.
You feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, and plus nobody wants to see that.
All right.
Burping.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm there with you. I mean, there's times I'm just not in the mood or whatever.
You need to digest. That's the same for women.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. But so it doesn't embarrass me, though.
Do you guys get headaches? Like, I have a headache. I can't.
No, because I have to wash my hair. I don't think any of us here, especially Steve and I, would be embarrassed with this, that we like girly drinks.
I'm not embarrassed at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I like, like a sex on the beach or whatever. Absolutely.
Pina coladas.
Yeah.
Mai Tais.
Do the tube drinks in Vegas count?
Ew, gross.
Those big things you get in the big, 48 ounce.
Yeah.
Are they
I love that.
Are they fruity flavored?
Drunk slushies,
Yeah. Well, then hell yeah. Bring them over.
There are pictures of me somewhere carrying one of those around Vegas when we went to the Electric Daisy Carnival.
Okay. How about that you're into some kinky stuff?
Oh, hell yeah.
Some kinky stuff?
Yeah. Are you embarrassed to...
Oh, hell no.
Not at all.
No?
Nah.
Now, would you admit... Would you like, I like a finger up my butthole every once in a while. Would you say that to somebody?
Zach just
turned bright red. John's like...
No,
I say it every other day.
Yeah.
I walk up to random women on the streets. Could you put your finger in my bottom?
Could you take my temperature, please?
I like
please,
that.
Ma'am?
Wow, that's a long way.
I love to be groped in the anus.
Yeah.
But you know, some guys are embarrassed by that, though.
I'm not one of them.
I'm depending on what it is. I'm a little borderline with it. You know, depending on what it is.
Well, you gotta know your audience.
Yeah, and if your audience doesn't go down that road, then how do you...
Literally.
Yeah, then how do you...
That tunnel.
How do you talk about it? How do you...
Yeah.
You know, now you're in a limbo kind of a thing,
It's too. A dirty road, too.
So, it's a dirty Sanchez is what it is.
Okay. Without the dirty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Okay. This one is kind of interesting, but they're saying it this way. That you love the new Meghan Trainor song. So, in other words, like women's songs or soft songs, women's music.
Like, I love that new Taylor Swift. It's so good.
Like, I Will Survive or...
No, no, nada.
Yeah.
I was into, like, Tori Amos.
Oh,
I love Sheryl Crow.
I love her. Melissa
Etheridge.
Yeah, all the females, like Bananarama and the Go-Go's and
what
the Flirts.
Well,
yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, God, I love it.
Katy Perry.
Can
we put on some Katy
Christina
Perry?
Christina Perry. She did the 1,000 Years from Twilight. Oh, my God, I love that. Her voice is so cool.
What about
Norah Jones?
Oh, that's right,
is so good.
Oh. Wait, my turn.
Okay.
Oh, it's my turn. If it's going to get me laid, I'll.
Oh, my God.
I love that song. Come here.
If it's, I do it to kinky music, so why not?
There you go. Gosh.
All right.
Ravel's Bolero.
Yeah, okay. That you check out other guys. You're embarrassed to say that you check out other guys.
I think that would depend on where... Oh, never mind, this is for you guys to say. I'm not...
I'm confused.
That
you mean,
needs to be... See, that's what I'm saying. That needs to be unpacked.
Sean means,
not
like...
In a sexual way, but maybe men can be bisexual, pansexual, bi-curious as well. A man will check out another man out on occasion. He will never admit this, though the most you will get from him is that he can admit a certain actor is a good-looking guy.
Yeah, like a guy's, like, you know, cut or something. You're kind of like, whoa, that dude's...
Some guys are pretty.
Yeah, but you're checking them out, though. Yeah.
Now, I've never really had a strong sexual attraction to any guy, but there are beautiful guys, human beings.
Yes.
I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger was a beautiful man.
Right.
There's a lot of them out there, and I don't think there's anything wrong with recognizing somebody's got a nice ass. I wish I had that ass.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're dealing with a bunch of evolved human men here, so it's different. You know?
I'm not embarrassed to go, sure, that's a good-looking man.
I think my dad was a very macho guy, and I think that until he was a little inebriated, he couldn't admit some of those things.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Ron White has
that Rock Hudson.
I get it.
The cut of his jib.
Well, my I think one time my dad was drunk, and he's like, you know, Freddie Mercury. I was like, oh, okay, all right, Dad, okay.
I love his teeth.
Yeah. What's funny is my dad looked a lot like Freddie Mercury.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, okay, the last one is, it kind of goes with like the women's music thing, that he kind of really likes your TV shows, meaning women's TV shows.
Okay.
You know, where he can kind of revoke his man card, so to speak.
Like what? You mean
like The Bachelor?
Well,
I like The Bachelor. That's kind of fun.
For the longest time.
We had it. I would go up to Hollywood with my friends, Carlos and Christopher and other friends and stuff. We'd all meet together in Hollywood on Monday nights, and we'd watch The Bachelor as a drinking game.
Oh,
so they
would
make
good
lists of words that the girls would say, the Bachelor would say, and every time if they said something or if they referred to something had to do with the series.
Drink. Just,
my God, we got messed up.
I think they're probably talking like a chick flick or something or whatever, too. I mean, there's some really good romantic comedies out there
that I
just love. I mean, your favorite and my favorite is 50 First Dates.
I know. I was just thinking 50 First Dates. That was,
that one's so sweet. It's kind of sad, too. I love that one.
But it's so cool, though.
It's just like...
And
yeah.
Good God, to see her in that wet shirt when it rains.
Oh, my gosh. Of course, that's what you get.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, get
and
a close-up.
She puts her arms back and breathes in and sticks them out.
And
like,
her nipples
are
hard.
There they are.
Yeah.
It's like, yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, exactly. Oh. No, exactly. They are. And good Lord, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing. Gee, the crickets. So, real quick, Christopher.
Yeah.
Did anybody, we asked, I know we were putting up out on Facebook and Twitter if anybody saw Bill and Ted. Did anybody respond? Or?
No, nobody responded.
How about the milkshake?
The milkshake, we did get a comment.
Okay, who was it?
Tito.
Oh, Tito! Just say Tito.
Tito.
Okay, I didn't
Tito,
go to the Tito. Last name, thank goodness.
Yeah. For Mark and Brian, yeah.
Tito B.
What did he say?
They always bring up. There's more. There is more to it.
Okay.
But it starts out with They always brings
the boys.
It's weird how they say it. They always brings me to the yard.
Well, that he's going with the he went to our good grammar school. He must have called that number.
That's a song.
Tito, thank you for
that's helping a song, our school.
Yeah, okay. My milkshake brings all the there boys to the yard. And so Tito would put it on its nose with our grammar thing. Yes,
I get it now.
Takes y'all a minute.
I get it now. Okay, well that's cool. Whew.
Tito's a funny yeah. Swift one there.
All right.
Hi, Tito. Okay.
Does everybody remember their parts on this show?
What?
What?
Does everybody remember their parts on this?
Who cares?
Yes, I do. I do, but I'm also like the puppy stirring, and I'm like, okay. I'm going to have to like feed a puppy while I'm trying to do this. Okay.
All right. Should we try this? Because we need to give some class.
And a little bit of culture.
Something we like to call
pocket-sized cinema.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Finish my milkshake, yeah. And welcome to Pocket Size Cinema. Today's feature is entitled A Day at the Races. A Day at the Races. A group of fourth and fifth graders, accompanied by two lady teachers, went on a field trip to the local racetrack to learn about thoroughbred horses and the supporting industry. Let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy a day.
I'm getting nervous. Shut up.
At the races.
That's sweating.
That was funny. Just the fourth and fifth graders at the racetrack.
Yeah. That's normal. It's totally normal.
Teacher. Teacher?
Yes, Tommy?
I have to go to the bathroom.
I have to go to the bathroom, body too!
Well, maybe we should take all the kids for a bathroom break. I'll take the boys and you take the girls.
The teacher with the boys patiently waits just outside the door.
Oh, I wish these kids would hurry up. We're gonna be late for the tour on the stables.
Excuse me? But I can't reach the urinal. Would you please help me?
Well, it doesn't look like I have a choice here, do I? Well, let's go. Okay, I'm going to lift you up now, all right? Just going to pick you up right under your arms.
As she lifted the boy, she couldn't help but notice that he was rather well endowed.
Oh, God.
Especially for a fifth grader.
Well, I guess you must be fifth grade. I guess you must be in fifth grade.
No, ma'am. I'm in the seventh, riding Silver Arrow, but thanks for the lift anyway.
Oh! All right.
There you go.
So that was the jockey. That's the joke there.
There you go.
She got it!
Yay!
See, I'm intimidated.
I'm not allowed to pre-read these, so I always get the joke at the very end.
Yeah, if they have too many more mistakes and typos, we may have to start reading.
You know what? That good grammar schools of the goods is
ruined us.
It's good. It's good. It's all the wells.
Should we play the game, guys?
Let's do it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's the new game show that's making Mario reconsider the idiosyncrasies of his love life. Quiz me.
Quiz you.
Wait, Mario who?
Lopez.
Oh.
Mario.
From Donkey Kong.
Mario
Donkey
and
Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Mario and Luigi and...
Donkey Kong.
Super Mario?
Let's go.
Mario came from Donkey Kong.
I know, but why is he thinking his love life? Oh, he's... Okay, never mind.
Because he has to do all that crap just for...
Listen,
well-oiled machine. Folks.
I'm just I forgot the theme song and I forgot all that shit.
Goodness.
I'm just not as nerdy as y'all.
Anybody concerned about
Ouch.
Steve and that screaming he was doing? Make sure he's okay.
I liked it.
Question
I'm
number
fine.
One.
Do that voice the whole time, please.
Okay.
I can't
okay, go.
Him.
I'm like the lead singer from the Jersey Boys.
I love it. He's testiculated.
Walks like a man, but sings like a woman. All right, here we go.
Walk like a man. Talk like a man.
I don't think anyone's going to question if we had coffee today. Okay. This one's... This
we
one's,
had crack.
Or Full Throttle.
I'm not even joking.
In the coffee.
oh, my gosh. Where is this?
With a monster chaser.
I'm not even joking when I say this. The section I'm doing in math right now has to do with this question. How many obvious trivial factors does a natural number N have?
What?
Say it again.
How many obvious trivial factors does a natural number known as just N have?
Shoot, because there's N has one, and then R has is another thing, and then Y is another thing.
Steve.
I can't remember.
I'm going to say infinity.
But they're all different. They're
no, I love the fact that you're going through them all. And then you go, N has this,
remember.
R has that, X is
things.
This,
yeah.
G is that.
There's no G.
I don't know.
There's
I don't
no
remember.
There's no G.
As you're naming them all.
Yeah, I just can't remember the whole.
Chris.
Two?
You're almost there.
If it's what I think it is.
We'll come back to you.
I don't know. I mean.
Okay, Sean's out. Amber, did you?
No, I can't remember
yeah,
those.
Yeah, she opted out too.
Steve.
I know they all have them,
Chris.
But I can't
Four.
Remember one specifically.
That is correct.
I would have guessed
three. Are they? Tell us what they are.
The positive plus one and the plus N and the negative minus one and the negative N.
Okay.
N,
okay.
Question number two. No more math.
Yay. Thank you.
Sorry.
How many?
This puppy has slept the whole time. I can't
I
believe
I got that
it.
Right.
Good.
Wait a minute. How did that happen?
I thought I was going to be like giving him a bottle during the half the show.
Two different conversations here. Tune
Sorry.
In. Woo. What is the first element on the periodic table?
Amber.
Amber. It's hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
It has one electron.
Wow.
That was surprisingly in sync.
Three.
I like this now. We're getting the music. Three. Not even question number. Da-da-da.
I played the music and I said three. Don't make a big thing out
That's
of it.
That's it. I did. I made a big thing out of it.
Hey, you settle down.
I think we're having a lot of fun today together.
Where was the graveyard located? Hold on to your seats. I know Sean's going to get this.
Oh, God.
Sean, the fact that I said that should give you a hint.
Steve.
What? Steve.
I'm gonna precog it. All right.
Behind the backyard at the end of the trail.
On a hill. Okay, keep going.
Where Lord Voldemort made his return.
Oh, shoot. Come on. God. It was, I can picture it, but I can't. Say it. It was where? Wait. It was,
Where was the graveyard? Where was the graveyard located where Lord Voldemort made his return?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Chris? Should, maybe.
I can't. I know where it was, but
I
can't
picture,
say
picture, but I don't know what it. Yeah.
Would you like a clue?
Steve.
What
was the town where his parents lived?
No.
That is not it.
No, it's not.
It's
that's where
not
they.
That.
Is no. this the scene where he was that creepy fetus thing? Where he's
yeah.
in that water?
Where he killed that older
yeah.
gentleman and you see the house in the distance?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, yeah.
It's little something.
Oh, that was going to be my clue for you. Starts with an H.
Hagron?
Oh, you're almost there.
Little Hagrungungungungan? Little hangnail. Little hangnail.
Little hangnail.
Little hernia.
Little Humphrey.
Horror scope.
Little Humphrey.
Little hang.
Havana.
Little shop of
little
horrors.
Havana.
Like the show.
Sean gets half a point for this one.
Little something.
Little.
It is. Little. Hangleton.
Oh, man.
I was.
Hangleton?
You're right there.
Baby. Suck it!
That close.
Oops. Question number four. What celebrity owns De Leon Tequila?
De Leon Tequila?
D-E-L-E-O-N.
D-E-L-E-O-N?
Yeah.
D-E.
D. Ow.
Zach's chair just went all the way down.
It deflated.
DeLeon? DeLeon.
He's a hip-hop artist, been around forever.
Amber.
Yes.
Puff Daddy?
Holy crap, yes.
I knew he had one.
P. Diddy.
Yeah. P. Diddy, yeah. I knew he had some alcohol, so I just guessed. I don't know.
Yeah. But that's not the best one, though. Best one's at Sammy's.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
I have no idea. Oh. I stick with the Cheetos. Tito. Hi, Tito.
Hi, Tito.
Hi, Tito.
Question number 5.
I miss you, Tito.
Who presented gifts to baby Jesus?
Sean.
Sean.
The three wise men.
I thought you meant gifts like memes. Gifts, no?
Sean's correct.
Yeah, he is correct.
Wow.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Teenagers on Reddit. No, Christopher didn't laugh at that.
No, because, yeah.
It was like when they were making the story up, and went, well, gold, you know, like frankincense, what else do they have?
Let's just say
myrrh and what the hell.
Well, we know frankincense and myrrh were actually a comedy team.
That's right.
Oh, guys are funny. You guys are funny.
Yeah.
Ah.
You said, who presented gifts to baby Jesus? And I said, Christopher didn't laugh at my joke. I'm saying it again. Teenagers on Reddit. Is he out there? I got a little. Did you hear him? That's funny.
Which country did the ginger...
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Fine.
Which country did the gingerbread house originate from?
Oh, shit. Sean.
Sean.
Gingerbread.
Chris.
Germany?
That is correct.
That's great. Yeah, Hansel and Gretel. Yeah. Germany.
Yeah, that is good, huh?
Yeah, they kill an old lady. I love it.
Question number 7.
We have...
He tries to kill them first, though.
We have ways of making you talk.
He was talking to a clock that just went tick.
Tick, 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 tick.
Talk.
We have ways of making you talk.
Oh, boy. Okay, what's next?
What food would fictional cartoon character...
Sean.
Sean?
A carrot.
Steve.
No, carrots are real. A fictional...
Steve.
No, I said fictional cartoon character.
Fictional Steve. Cartoon character. Okay.
Steve.
Steve.
Hamburger.
Steve's in the white cartoon.
Sean.
Oh!
Sean after Amber and Chris.
Sean.
No, wait. I didn't finish the damn question.
No, no.
Sean knows. I know Sean knows. I know too now.
Wait.
Fictional character has this food.
Sean? Has a certain
the question
food
finish,
that he eats.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Amber.
Before we risk talking over each other anymore,
Amber.
Sean...
You just gave
okay,
it to
spinach.
Me.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Popeye.
Popeye.
I was wondering, like, did you even finish the question?
Oh, Popeye!
Nope, we precogged.
Popeye!
I was trying to give you an answer, and you, like...
No, because Sean... You guys were talking over each other. Sean said, Sean, I was waiting for him, but you guys are...
Amber! Steve!
Sweet Pea, is that the baby's name, Sweet Pea?
Yes.
And Sweet Pea looked just like that when he was a baby. Oh
really?
Oh, my gosh. The big giant eyes. The big...
Question number
8. Giant blue eyes.
No one cares.
I used to call him Sweet Pea. I do. Okay, anyway.
No one cares.
Shut up. I'm going to go play with my puppy.
You tell him.
We don't like you.
Can I watch you play with your puppy?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Steve's taking a break. Cool. In which constellation does the sun appear to reside during the March equinox?
In what?
Oh, welcome back.
No, but in what?
Constellation.
In what constellation
does the sun...
During what equinox?
March equinox.
Sean.
That's winter to spring,
Amber.
By the way.
Pisces?
That is correct.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
The sun appears to be within the constellation Pisces during the vernal equinox.
The vernal equinox.
What
was the word?
In the year 2597, during the March equinox, it is said that the...
Earth will explode. We're already dead.
Pisces will be part of Aquarius.
Trump will still be president.
Gidge.
All right, it's time for it. Let's give Steve a chance.
Okay. Steve, come on.
Must be a basketball question.
Come online, Steve. Come on.
Okay.
You all right?
Log on.
I'm ready.
Log on.
Which 1990s NBA player went on to become mayor of a California city?
Oh, wait, no.
And that city was Phoenix, Arizona.
A California city named Phoenix, Arizona?
Wow. It said he's mostly associated with Phoenix, Arizona. My bad.
Okay.
But he... His actual hometown was Sacramento. He was the mayor of it from 2008.
I don't know.
In the 90s?
Okay. I don't know.
All right. It's Kevin Johnson.
Nah.
That one never compute?
No?
Right. I mean, I did all that. I did all that for nothing.
Game over, man.
The May Day run, held annually in England, involves thousands of what?
Steve. Flamingos.
Oh, my gosh.
Excellent guess.
Oh, that's very flamboyant. Oh. Remember flamboyance? Never mind. May Day run.
Held in England. Involves thousands of what? People ride them sometimes.
Sean. Bicycles.
People ride them sometimes. Isn't it an aminal?
Wow. Good Lord.
No.
An aminal.
Steve. Segway.
What?
Wait. People ride them. If it's not bicycles.
It's not an animal.
It's not going to be one of those little Chinese things or whatever.
It's not a rickshaw, no.
Yeah, because it's in England.
I have to look and see for me.
I'm going to... Christopher, do you have a guess? Or?
Yeah.
Steve. Red-headed stepdaughter.
Well, can I hear the question one more time?
Sure. The May Day run held annually in England involves thousands of what?
Immigrants?
Oh, my God!
Yes, they ride immigrants. The answer...
Oh, ride. I thought Sean. Run.
Sean.
They got to ride something. If it's not bicycles, they got to ride
something.
You were
close
with
May
that.
Day.
Motorcycles.
What? Sorry, what?
Motorcycles?
That is correct.
I bet it was horses.
I wouldn't have guessed that. England and motorcycle. I don't know.
I know. You wouldn't think that.
Kind of like Sturgis.
Yeah. That's basically what it is.
Which is now... People are all sick now.
Yeah. Alrighty, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's show. We had a blast doing it for you, especially all those out in Delmarva.
Oh, yeah, Delmarva. How you doing out there?
Hope you guys are doing good. For everybody here in Southern California and the rest of California, just be careful with the smoke, man.
Wear your mask for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, especially now because of all the ashes and everything. We got tons of it, so... In the meantime, the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Facebook at yourweeklydose. Both Twitter and Instagram is at yourweeklydose1.
And in Richmond, Virginia, it's 74 degrees and cloudy.
Ooh.
That's right in the middle of the Delmarva area out there. So it'll be a nice day. 74 degrees, a little overcast. Probably really nice day.
Yeah.
As long as it's not too humid.
Yep.
Anyway, you can follow me, Steve, at on
God.
Facebook. Oh, that's it. On Facebook, I'm Steve Silva, all around fungi. And on
Instagram?
No, I'm not on Twitter. That's the one. On Twitter, I'm at SilvaLining69.
His edibles just kicked in.
I think so.
Oh, they kicked in.
Oh, God.
It wasn't edible, so it was really like, whoa, where'd that come from?
That's so funny. If you want to see a really cute puppy, this little puppy, you can follow me.
Gary.
You can follow me on Instagram, Amber Ash McCurry. And I'm on Facebook, too, but I do more political stuff. So if you want to hate on Trump with me, come to my Facebook. If you want to see puppies and kids, come to my Instagram.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm not political in any sense of the fashion that I talk about on anything, so I'm just Zombie Mel Gibson on Instagram.
And for me, Sean, you can find me on all the social media simply at Sean Roberts HC.
Sean. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing good.
Anyway, guys, go out there. Have a decent weekend. Please, please. Also, guys, don't forget to wear your masks. And we'll catch you guys next week.
Go get a chocolate milkshake and let us know
yes,
what you're doing.
We're going to get one
favorites?
Now. And be good to each other, people.
Put a beer in it.
Oh. That's good.
Milkshakes for everybody?
My milkshake brings all the dogs to the yard. Never mind.
Hey, let's get together out there, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon.
Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.